Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Whenever OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want to get it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the arrival of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable. Grain only, dual purpose, or hay production across a wide area from Texas to southern Kansas. It also protects against hessian fly, stripe and leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Check out OKGenetics.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Well, USDA has released its acreage and June quarterly grain stocks report. Farmers planted 89.9 million acres of corn in 2022 and 88.3 million acres of soybeans. Both are within the range of the pre-report estimates. All wheat acres for 2022 came in estimated at 47.09, up 1% from 2021. While acreage is higher, 2022 still marks the fifth lowest acreage since records began in 1919. I had the opportunity to speak with Rich Nelson at Allendale, who gave us an update on the report.
So as far as the quarterly grain stocks, this is an update of what's left over for old crop as of June 1. So for corn and beans, after three quarters of usage, and for wheat, this does wrap up the old crop marketing year. On the corn side, USDA found 4.3 billion bushels of corn left over as of June 1. That was right on the trade expectation. So no surprise for corn stocks. Soybeans, same story, 971 million bushels left over, right next to the average trade guess. And for wheat, which does wrap up the old crop marketing year, 660 million bushels were found, just over the trade expectation, 655. So as far as the physical amount of what's left over for old crop, no surprises. For wheat, we did see USDA revise yet again this winter wheat planting number from last fall. That was lower, just over 200,000 acres. The big surprise for us was spring. Instead of dropping 400,000 acres due to those late plantings, USDA only dropped 90,000 acres out of that other spring wheat picture. So as far as wheat, a few arguments there.
What do we expect for the numbers in the July WASD?
So we have two things on this report. So number one, of course, old crop changes and then new crop changes. From the grain stocks reports for corn, soybeans, and wheat, we're not going to see any major changes just from today's numbers. For the new crop picture, this does change things just a little bit. It adds a little more supply to the corn end. You know, we picked up 400,000 acres. For soybeans, this does tighten the supply picture a bit. Instead of talking 300,000 stocks and therefore a November soybean price of $12 or $12.40, now we're talking maybe stock numbers on new crop getting just under 200 million bushels. So it stabilizes the potential downside for soybeans. Now, as far as for wheat goes, like you said, we'll see some minor changes for the old crop side. For new crop, this is going to be challenging to a lot of people because they also gave us planting and also harvested. And if you plug in their harvested number, which was higher than the June WASD, we're going to see an increase for production on this wheat report.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.